Is there really any benefit to being raised in a godly culture? You know, after dismantling religious pride in Romans chapter 2, Paul anticipates the next objection. It goes like this: what advantage then does the Jew have? He says that in Romans chapter 3, verse 1. So if circumcision doesn't save, if ethnicity doesn't justify, if outward religion doesn't protect, then what's the point? Well, Paul answers emphatically. He says, much in every way. And this harmonized perfectly with Romans chapter 2, verse 29. True belonging is inward by the Spirit, but that does not mean that outward blessings are meaningless. So what is the chief advantage of outward blessings? Paul writes, they were entrusted with the oracles of God, God's word. They weren't entrusted with tradition, not superiority, not cultural nostalgia. It was the revelation of God Himself. To be entrusted with God's word, that is a grace. We would know nothing savingly about God unless He revealed Himself. Creation tells us He exists, but Scripture tells us who He is, that He is holy and righteous and merciful, and how sinners can be reconciled through Christ. So being raised around the Word of God does not guarantee salvation, but it does mean that you are standing in a place of immense spiritual privilege. Every Bible on your shelf is a testimony of grace. The danger is confusing access with acceptance. The blessing of a godly culture is not automatic salvation. It is exposure to the self-revelation of God. So pray this with me today. Lord, help me treasure the gift of your word and never confuse privilege with personal salvation. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Rama Bakchung and his family are national change makers in Myanmar, and also the Igbo Life Word broadcast for the people of Nigeria.